My dream date, actually, would be you pick me up. We're going to the movies. Amazing. I love the movies. We get there. You drop me off. You never speak to me ever again. Thrill me.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Chris Christie and Brad are twins.
Brad Christie.
Brad Christie.
Brad Cocktail Christie.
Brad Cocktail Christie. Brad the Cocktail Christie. Brad the Cocktail Christie. Cock period tail period Christie. My cock in your tail. Still a virgin, by the way.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Oh, yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and beautiful co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. All right, Greg, or Brad Grunberg, I see you and I raise you, my friend.
We've spotted you.
We've spotted you. Now, prerequisite. There aren't often a lot of prerequisite episodes to listen to for The Commercial Break. We make it that way. We make it because we know that it's unlikely you're going to listen to two episodes in a row. So we make them all compartmentalized so that you can understand no matter when you're jumping in. However, prerequisite listening is to listen to the last episode of The Commercial Break. And I think that's episode 367, if I'm not mistaken. Chrissy and I stumbled upon a very old episode of The Love Connection. We've done 150 episodes of The Love Connection.
As we do before, we love The Love Connection.
Love The Love Connection. Love us some older Chuck Woolery. Mm-hmm. Now, not so much.
You're right.
Back then, he was seemed like an affable guy. So Chuck brought on stage a guy named Brad Grunberg. Brad was a complete asshat, and I mean a huge asshat.
He really was.
It's hard to explain what happened without going down like a total rabbit hole on the episode, but he picked a girl. He went on a date with her. He took her to the bus station for ice cream sandwiches.
Yep.
Then he claimed that he took her to the local temple where they wedding crashed a party and got drunk. And she says, we never went to the temple and we never went to a wedding. We never crashed a party.
We didn't happen.
We drove by it. Yeah. And you said something about it, but we never left. And Brad gaslit her so bad. He was like, whatever. I guess she's always right. I'm always wrong. Whatever. Yeah, right. Blah, blah, blah. He basically, it appeared to me, by my spidey senses, mm-hmm. takes one to know one, bullshitted the entire time and gaslit this girl to make this situation sound bad for her and good for him. Brad was a kind of a roly-poly dude that...
He was wearing a crazy outfit.
Wearing an insane outfit. He had like pinstripe pants on with Nike shoes, a yellow polo shirt, and a gray blazer. It was the worst outfit I've ever seen on a man. And then he did this whole shtick with Chuck where it was obvious that he was just trying to get attention. And I made mention in the episode.
You did.
I said, like within 2 minutes, I said, this guy has been an extra on a bunch of movies. He's trying to get his big break in Hollywood. And he's proving to the casting directors right now just how good he could be on camera.
Which was not good.
Which was not good at all. It just sounded like an obnoxious asshole to me. Well, guess what? Brian.
We dug.
Every once in a while, even a blind squirrel gets a nut because Brian was right. Brad Grunberg has, in fact, had a long and illustrious career in Hollywood. And I say illustrious very liberally. His brother, on the other hand, Greg Grunberg, was... Let me give you a review. Let's start at the top.
Yeah, so back up. So we found Brad.
We found Brad.
Like right after the show, after we finished recording.
I said,
Brian,
I have to find these two people.
Jumped on the computer and looked, and he was like, there he is. Oh, my God. He was like in Meatballs 4.
Meatballs 4.
He has got an IMDb.
He's got an IMDb, but he does not have
sparse.
A Wikipedia page.
Yeah.
His brother, however, has a huge Wikipedia page and has done really well for himself. So this is the tale of two Grunbergs here. Now,
it was the best of brothers.
The best of the Grunbergs, the worst of Grunbergs. Good old Brad, I got you in my sights. Now, Brad, I know, we all make mistakes. And certainly I know a lot of people, including myself, who at times were assholes. That's just the way that life is.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're an asshole and you shake that loose. So I don't know you now, but I can only assume based on your resume that things kind of went the same way. away in your acting career.
Yeah, but his brother, on the other hand, turned out to be a big
huge
actor.
Star. A huge star. And now, not like, I would say B-list celebrity.
He's like, yeah, he's like,
but he's in A-list movies. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll share. Okay, let's start with Brad. Brad is the guy from the from episode 367. You got to go listen. That way you have the full color commentary.
He was on that Love Connection in the 80s.
Yeah. 1983 was the episode that we reviewed. So a long fucking time ago. 40 years ago at this point?
40.
So let me give you a sampling, selected filmography for Brad Grunberg. Are you ready?
Yes.
Going from, starting in 1984, so right after he was on The Love Connection, he was in Revenge of the Nerds.
Ooh.
Now, you say to yourself, wow, that was a huge hit. It was, but no one expected it to be a huge hit. It was like a sleeper huge hit. He then goes to Robin Hood Men in Tights. Okay, that was a movie that if you were alive at the time, you probably had heard of. Spy Hard, another silly mockumentary-style bullshit. Striptease in 1996 with Demi Moore.
Really?
I guarantee he was an extra. I don't know. It doesn't say here, but I guarantee he was an extra. Spider-Man in 2002. Austin Powers and Goldmembers. Miss Congeniality 2. Miss Congeniality 2.
The second.
Who knew there was a 2? And by my research, his most prominent role to date has been in the movie I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry. The incredibly bad taste movie where Adam Sandler and that guy from that show I hate, King of Queens or whatever that was, get together and pretend they're gay so they can get benefits for their family or something like that. I don't know what it was. I never watched it. But he plays a extraordinarily large man who gets stuck in a fire, and Chuck and Larry go and make the prerequisite silly jokes about fat people while they're trying to rescue him from this fire. But things don't get much better for it. That's kind of the pinnacle of Brad's career there as he goes to Get Smart, which was a much hyped about movie, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
Eagle Eye, never heard of it. That's My Boy. The Pack 2, Burning Dog, Through Rose-Colored Glasses, and a bunch of television shows like Lizzie McGuire. I can only imagine he played the fat, funny man that came in and made a joke. How I Met Your Mother, I can only imagine he played the fat, funny guy that came in and made the joke. Shameless, Castle, The Guestbook. Here's one that I actually found, Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
So I looked through a lot of these, and I tried to find if he had a speaking role. He does have speaking roles in some of these, but they're very small speaking parts. Sons of Anarchy, let me give you the breakdown on Brad's Sons of Anarchy appearance.
Okay.
They're in the town, whatever town Sons of Anarchy is currently taking over as of a motorcycle gang. They're in the town, and they go and they offer him some free candy. He's a real estate agent. One of the gang members is all dressed up nicely, like in disguise. He opens the door. He says, hey, I just opened the candy shop next door. Do you want some free fudge? And Brad's character responds, I'm diabetic. It's clear he's not diabetic. The guy's like 380 pounds. And so as the guy is leaving, he's like, okay, sorry, you know, and he's like, no, I'll leave it for my customers. But of course, as soon as the guy leaves, Brad eats the candy. The candy is drugged, so then Brad passes out, and the Sons of Anarchy motorcycle gang comes in, strips him down, his big old, you know, body just laying there. They hire a trans prostitute to come in and have sex with him, and they take pictures of it to use against him in a future show. Chrissy, okay.
That
so,
went off the rails.
It totally went off the rails. That is Brad's, in part, resume.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let's take a look at Greg Grunberg.
His brother. Younger brother.
2 years younger. Let's take a little sampling of Brad's movies. Are you ready for...
Brad.
I mean, Greg's movies. You ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Austin Powers and Goldmember. Same movie his brother was in. Malibu's Most Wanted. I remember that with Jamie Kennedy. It gets better from there. Mission Impossible 3, Star Trek, Group Sex, Star Wars: The Force Awakens. He plays the guy who's one of the guys with the TIE fighters trying to get the Death Star, right? The Cloverfield Paradox, which is a huge follow-up to the movie Cloverfield, which is huge. Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay. A Star is Born. Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. The Fablemans.
Wow.
The movie that just won a bunch of... Didn't it just win a bunch of awards?
So.
Okay. His television career. Monk. Heroes. Love Bites. Hawaii Five-0. Psych. Baby Daddy. Masters of Sex. Hell's Kitchen. He was a guest on Hell's Kitchen. The Simpsons, 911 Lowstar.
Wait, Hell's
Law
Kitchen.
And Order.
Is that the one with Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, but he was like a guest, a famous guest on the show.
Oh, he was like a judge?
Yeah, like a judge. Like he came in and ate at the Hell's restaurant. But he was in Heroes, the television show. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But his real claim to fame, not only as
Star Wars.
Star Wars. He was in Lost.
Whoa.
Alias. He played one of the main characters on Alias. These are huge television successes. And if you saw, and I'll ask Morgan to put it on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, if you saw Greg Grunberg, I guarantee you would know that face. You would know who he is. He's just that actor.
You showed it to me.
Yeah, he's an actor, and you'll recognize him right away. You may not have known his name, but now you do, because he's brothers with Brad. Brad the asshat, who gaslit this poor lady. Now, I'm trying to track down this lady, because I want her to come on the show and tell us what really happened to that date. If she can remember, it's 40 fucking years ago.
I know.
Chrissy. Brad.
Brad.
Bad news, Brad.
We've got you in our crosshairs now.
We got you now. You're in the commercial break crosshairs. What does that mean? That means that at least 27 people across the world are going to know what an asshole you are. Asshole. You're an asshole. But that is not all. But wait.
There's more.
Brad was on a string of dating shows. The Love Connection is not the only show he was on.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I troll on the internet.
He was trying to jumpstart that career.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he should have actually jumpstarted with like a run down the street or something. But because Brian trolls on the internet.
As you do.
As I do. I was able to get down to the nitty gritty and find him. The funny thing is, Brad, who I'm sure wrote his own IMDb page, had... Jesus, that phone just jumped right out of my hands. I was trying to show Chrissy something, and the phone just, like, jumped.
It did, didn't it? It was like a cricket.
I know, it was like a ghost. Teresa Caputo's sending people over here to fuck us up. That reminds me, just, like, total side note. I gotta tell you this. Because I've been wanting to say this for weeks, and I keep forgetting. Chrissy and I recorded a couple of episodes, like a month ago at this point. We were doing a full deep dive, a three-episode deep dive on Scientology.
Yeah.
And when I pulled the tape, we record into these couple systems. When I pulled the tape, we got a noise through the entire thing that made it almost inaudible. Like you could not listen to Chrissy and I with this noise that happened across the entirety of all episodes.
Aliens.
Well, that was like an alien.
Aliens.
So that kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
And I decided to put Scientology on the back burner.
Right. I mean, L. Ron Hubbard, that's what he was writing about, were the aliens.
Were the aliens.
So,
yeah. And what happened? Did they come into the studio and actually attack the Roadcaster?
So.
Or is it Roadcaster saying, you owe us $50 monthly payment for 6 months?
It could have been that. It could have been Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Mm-hmm.
You're just being glib, Matt. You don't know, Matt. You're not a scientist, Matt.
We did a whole deep dive.
Deep dive. We did almost three episodes, I think we did on it. All of them. Was it three episodes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes things work out.
Sometimes things work out and sometimes they don't. That one goes in the can. The good news is you can't hear anything. So even if the Scientologists come in, break into my house and get the server, it's not going to really matter. Back to Brad. Let's get to Brad on another notorious dating show that had so many different forms. This dating show is called The Dating Game. The Dating Game was the OG, the original back in the 60s. Let's put people on a blind date. Let's put one person behind a curtain, have three people, just like the
ITV.
Oh, this is called The Dating Game. I'm sorry. Just like the blind date on ITV.
Right.
With Celia Black, which is one person, one single person, is talking to three other single people, usually of the opposite sex, or certainly of the opposite sex at this time.
We think they're single.
Yeah, I actually don't think they're single at all. I think they're actors is what they are. And now I know for sure. I mean, I always knew it because so many people have said it. They were picking from a casting pool, essentially. But there are many different versions on American TV of The Dating Game. There was the original one that was wild and wacky back in the 60s. Then there was the one in the 70s. I think Harrison Ford was in one of those.
Yeah.
And so many other actors and actresses. And there was a version in the 80s. This is 1986. This is a version that's filmed in L.A. I'm not sure this was nationally syndicated. It may have only been on television inside of L.A. because I'm not familiar with this version of the show. But, of course, I was like a tiny little tot back then.
I can't believe you're not familiar with this version.
No, I was only 26 years old back then. So, without further ado. TCB. Hey, everybody. It's your favorite part of the show where I pine for more of your attention. First way you can help fill this hole in my soul, go to Apple and leave us a positive review. It takes 2 seconds out of your day and it really does help grow the show. But there's no quid pro quo here. You don't have to give us anything to get something for free. Go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button and send us your physical address. We'll send you a 21 EPM sticker directly to your locale. You can also go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. 855-TCB-8383 is where you go to drop us a text message. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We take them all at 1-855-TCB-8383. Add the commercial break on Instagram if you're into that kind of thing. And TCB podcast on TikTok. It's what I hear the kids are doing. It's all the rage. One last thing. If you could, if you will, if you would, visit our sponsors' websites. Buy their products if you're in the market for them. And always use our specialized URLs or codes when and if you can. They pay our bills, and who knows, you may be the reason we have electricity in the studio tomorrow, and I thank you ahead of time for that kind gesture. Let's listen to those sponsors for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. TCB. What was that? The aliens again.
We just mentioned Scientology. All you have to do is mention Scientology.
Isn't that so weird?
It is.
Isn't that so weird? Yeah, I'm leaving it alone. I'm just not going to get involved. It's not worth it. No. It's the commercial break. I'm sorry to my 27 listeners. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. All right, without further ado, Brad Grunberg, Brad the Asshat Grunberg, on The Dating Game, 3 years after he made his first appearance.
3 years, okay.
This is, 1983 was The Love Connection. This is Dating Game in 1986. Oh, I can't wait for this, Chrissy. I'm so excited. You know what I keep on forgetting to do?
Mute. Unmute.
Capital of the world, it's Alumni Day of the all-new Dating Game. And here's the star of The Dating Game, Elaine Joyce.
I've never seen this version before. There's like hearts that are flashing up on a stage.
Yeah, that's kind of the neon cheesetastic 80s, you know, before green screens. They actually had to make stuff and put it on the stage. Imagine how much money and time and talent was just thrown away after these sets get taken down. It's unbelievable. Elaine Joyce, not even sure who that is.
I don't know either. Yeah, I remember her being on other things.
You do? Oh, was Elaine Joyce on USA's Up All Night?
She might have
been.
Did
she have USA's Up All Night? Was she one of the hosts of that? I think she was.
She looks familiar.
She does, doesn't she?
And she's got that Eddie hair. Tonight, I'm a dating. Polka dot, like a full polka dot skirt suit.
Yeah, that was the trend back in the 80s, wasn't it? Like the cinched up polka dot.
Some shoulder pads.
Rouging, as much zhuzhing as you can get. Zhuzh. I'm going to zhuzh my hair.
You know, nobody wins all the time. But the bachelors on today's shows haven't won yet. They've been here at least once and never won.
Is this Dr. Joyce? Is Elaine Joyce Dr. Joyce?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
Maybe. Look that up.
I am going to.
Boo-hoo.
Please look that up. I sound like Brad. Look that up. Woman.
These guys are still winners in our book. So let's say hello to them right now.
Okay, here we go. We've got three men that they just revealed. Brad is in the middle. He is dressed like a soda jerk. A soda jerk, for those of you that don't know, is someone that worked at a soda shop back in the 50s. So he's got a silly paper chef's hat on, and he's wearing a smock. And then he's got two other people sitting next to him.
Okay, so I looked up Elaine Joyce. Quick side note here. Yeah. She's not Dr. Joyce.
Okay.
But she was played the dumb blonde character in a lot of 70s shows.
Oh, okay.
That's her now. She aged well.
Oh, yeah. She's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Good for you, Elaine.
Oh, my favorite group is back. Welcome, Bachelors. And Bachelor number one, you want...
Oh, I just heard something. A soda jerk. Isn't that what they called him? A soda jerk? Because they would jerk the soda thing? You used to have to whack off the soda machine to make the soda, make the bubbles. And if you go in some bars in Europe, they still do it. They still jerk the tap to make the bubbles.
And it's Brad.
And Brad. But I just heard something that this is how I pick up on stuff like this. This is how you get deep dive. And I'm sure that this probably most of our listeners picked up on this. She said, I welcome back three men who were already on the show and lost, but they're winners in our hearts.
Right, okay.
So I will find the other one, too. I got you now, Brad. Greg, come on the show anytime. Brad, I see you.
How is your name again?
I'm Jeff Capri.
Jeff, how could I forget? You're looking for a woman with special tastes, huh?
Yes, I'm looking for someone who enjoys frozen pizza, especially those little miniature kind.
Uh-huh.
Because it's basically the only thing I can cook. And it's the only thing that fits in my toaster oven.
Hey, I'm going to be at Laffy's all weekend. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. 3 drink minimum, 6 p.m. I'll be at Yuckles in San Antonio from Saturday through Thursday.
Yeah,
these are all starving artists. Mm-hmm. I would take the work, too.
Of course.
If Elaine Joyce came to me today and said, hey, Brian, I need you to be a loser on the dating game. In a heartbeat.
Yes.
Does it pay? Can I get a free airline ticket?
At least you're making an effort.
Yes.
I applaud that.
Thank you.
That was it. And Bachelor number two.
How are you?
Here we are with Brad.
Oh, everybody likes him. Oh, Brad!
It says Howard on his name tag.
I know it says Howard on his name tag. I just ask that all these people respectfully wait till his Sons of Anarchy appearance and see if you're yelling and screaming then.
Nice Brad Cocktails.
That's me.
I'm fine. How are you?
Nifty.
Brad.
Good. I can see that.
Brad Cocktails? Is that what she called him? Brad Cocktails. He doesn't even want to use his name. He already knows. He already knows the internet is coming. He already knows the commercial break is onto him. He's in the multiverse communicating with a future self.
Brad Cocktails.
Brad Cocktails.
Now, you tell us this time that you'd like to find a woman who's into paddles. That's it. Be sure, tell us.
Yeah, paddle tennis. In the 1986, I was in the paddle tennis state championships.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking for a girl to practice with. But what she does with her paddle after we play is her business.
That's what I make a situation.
What she does with her paddle.
Hey, Greg, come here. I'm going to practice my sexual innuendos for my new dating game appearance. Come here. What about a paddle? Brad, could you quiet down? I'm trying to rehearse for Star Wars.
That's really big of you, Brad. No thanks, that's all right. I'm trying to cut down.
Okay.
Bachelor number three, tell us your name again.
Greg Champion.
Greg, right. You like to live one day at a time, you say?
Yes, I work in a tuxedo shop, and one day a girl came in with her date. I showed her some tuxedos, and the very next day she dumped him and came in and asked me for the date.
Because that's the way things happen.
That's exactly the way things happen in Hollywood, in a writer's room. Yeah.
Exactly.
Please.
You go to get fitted for a tuxedo. Well, dump that guy and get with the salesman.
We say this.
Also, I'm just going to flash back for a second of the show, the Love Connection show, where Brad was, do you remember his occupation on that show?
His occupation was dancewear salesman.
That makes way more sense now, because at the time we were like, what is a dancewear salesman? So it was obviously made up.
It was obviously made up, as is his ping pong champion.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Brad's not, physical activity's not Brad's strong suit. And listen, God bless him. I'm not making fun of him for his weight, but let's just be real about it. He's not a ping pong champion. But this guy, I say that's not what happens in real life, but this actually did happen to me. There was a girl who I dated who worked at a boutique dress shop here in Atlanta. And one day I walked in and she was kissing another man. And so she did.
Oh,
so
wow.
It does work out that way.
Wow, his tuck.
No, I got my own.
Guys, good luck today.
Thanks.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry, Elaine, but you have zero personality for this show. Yeah. Like, you gotta be, it's like the Celia Black and the difference between
now,
Elaine.
Celia,
yeah,
is
Celia's
better.
Quick and funny and sharp, and she's not. Funny. Sorry.
I see what you're saying.
Okay, thanks.
Now it's time to find out something about the woman who gets to choose one of these three guys. Don't talk with your mouth full, fellas. Here she is, Becky Allen. Becky! Hi, Becky!
Oh, look at Becky here.
Becky!
Nothing like wearing firework sweater.
Well, it's a pink firework sweater, and I mean, that is quintessential 80s hair.
They are using
the
that hair. Yeah,
oh,
how
I'm
do
never
you
doing
get it
this.
That high?
It's a lot of hairspray.
Is it?
And curling irons.
Doesn't that hurt your head after a while? Like, just all that hairspray sitting on top of your head?
No. It's just really stiff.
Oh, okay. It's got to be.
It's not weighty.
It's not weighty? Doesn't add pounds to your head?
No?
Okay. I was wrong.
It's really stiff.
Becky, you have a hobby that most women would love to share, huh? What is it?
Well, I'm an Ellie Rams cheerleader. It's a great way to have fun, stay in shape, and be close to the action. Although sometimes it can be too close.
Cheerleader.
She has breasts! Brad's like, sexual innuendo, sexual innuendo. What can I say? Rams, getting rammed. I ram her, ram jack, ram down, ram dad, ram hard. Ram-a-dam-a-ding-dong. I got it. Pick me. Brad's already going through the lineup of jokes in his head.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, too close and up personal, huh?
No, not personal at all.
I have some guys here that would love to meet you. I'm going to have them say hello. Bachelor number one, say hello to Becky.
I wonder what she was carrying, but she's carrying a pom-pom.
She's carrying pom-poms, yeah.
Got it.
Hi, Becky. See, I wanted to say hi. I didn't really want to say hello because hello is too formal. I want to say hi. So hi, Becky.
Hi.
This is why we don't see Jeff Capri in any future movies. Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Beep.
Hi. Hello. He couldn't even... I gotta go change my batteries.
And my smoke alarm.
And my smoke alarm.
Bachelor number two.
Becky, I came from work just to see you, babes. And I want you to know I love you.
What?
That was Brad,
what?
And that's just a taste of Brad's personality.
What did he say?
I don't know, but he must know in a future movie he's going to play that exact same character in I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry, the critically panned movie, the critically panned homophobic movie by Adam Sandler.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And bachelor number three.
Hi, Becky. If you want an adventurous date, swing from limb to limb, tree to tree, make sure you choose number three.
Yeah.
That was thought ahead.
Well, the producers gave them some help, and all three of them flubbed their lines. Tree to tree, limb to limb, pick number... Limb to limb, tree to tree, picking me number three. Mommy, can you help me with the rhyme for Dating Game? What rhymes with tree? Three? Are you sure? Okay, I'll trust you. A haiku by Jeff Champion. I like me. I am number three. I swing on tree. Poo poo pee pee. Help me, mommy.
That was awesome.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Another monkey, you said?
No, I love monkeys.
You love monkeys? All right. Want me to do something with these?
Okay. Right. Elaine, I'd like you to give these to bachelor number one for me.
All right. Surprise! Guess what's coming your way?
Oh.
Did you put that away?
Let's just mention here that he's eating.
Yeah, he's eating. He's dressed like a soda jerk. He was eating French fries. Now he's trying to eat a popsicle or whatever he's trying
chicken.
To eat. Oh, chicken.
She said chicken.
Oh, she said chicken? Look at him. He's looking like it took his favorite toy away. He's like,
yeah, Elaine grabbed it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to get in shape for my next ping pong tournament.
Stop it.
I won ping pong in my weight class. No one else showed up. He's about to pull food out of his sock.
Yeah.
This is a, he's just trying to command the television time. Way too much. Way too much. No woman is actually. Do you think he's married? No. Can't be, can he? Maybe he was married when he was like.
Didn't work out.
Yeah. I'm saying he got married right about Chuck and Larry time. She divorced him.
Hey, they could have turned out.
Meatballs for
dating game show.
Sure. Because the LA Rams cheerleader has a hard time getting dates.
Right, with the soda jerk.
Yeah, of course. With the soda jerk. The guy who can barely talk and the other guy.
Hi.
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 Hello. I don't want to say hello because hi is... Sorry, can I start over on that? You wanted to start over on hi? Hi. You couldn't get that one right? Okay.
Well, it's going to be a long show.
It's going to be a long episode.
Okay. All right. Bachelor number one. I'm a professional cheerleader.
Yes.
And since I'm always cheering for other people all the time, let's hear you dedicate a cheer to me.
Okay. This is to you, Becky. One, two, three, look at me. If I put these to my ears, I think it's quite busy.
Okay.
Isn't that special?
Next.
Ha! My ears is quite busy.
Can I try again?
Yeah.
No, we already did a retake on high four times. You're done. Sorry, you're not going to win.
Bachelor number two. Let's hear your cheer for me.
All right.
This is
Becky,
Brad.
Becky, baby. I love your baby, baby. I want your baby, baby. You and me, baby.
That was great.
God, the audiences in the 80s were easily impressed.
They were.
Yeah, they were.
Well, they had the applause signs, you know.
That's true.
In the studio.
But this crowd sounds like they're clearly worked up. They've been drinking or something.
Yeah, yeah.
No one gets that excited for the obnoxious guy. That wasn't even funny.
No.
That was great. Pass the pom-poms to bachelor number three.
I did.
Okay, let me hear your cheer, bachelor number three.
Becky, 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 I'll start kissing your body all over, especially starting with your necky.
Right. Becky, 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 I'll kiss you all over, starting with your necky, necky.
I'll start kissing your body all
over, starting with your necky.
Necky, necky.
Yeah. Mommy! Does over and necky rhyme? Yes, dear! Thanks, Mommy. Tree, three, over.
Oh, my God. This is bad.
This is
no
so
wonder
bad.
We don't remember this show because it's bad.
It's bad. It never made it to national television. Yeah, it ran at 3 o'clock in the morning on L.A. in the 1980s.
Yeah.
When they were,
but
when,
this is years after Love Connection, and I remember Love Connection.
That's right.
But this, no.
Let me give you an idea of the TV landscape in the 1980s. Mr. Belvedere was one of the most popular shows.
Benson.
Mr. Belvedere, Benson. Benson was good. I like Benson.
I love Benson.
I just thought of something. I wanted to like name a person that I thought somebody like could get an idea of what Brad looks like. Chris Christie is who Brad looks like.
Oh, my God, you're exactly right.
He looks like a younger Chris Christie.
See?
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good visual.
But the exact same face, the exact same size,
definitely.
Everything. Brad, Chris Christie and Brad are twins.
Brad Christie.
Brad Christie.
Brad Cocktail Christie.
Brad Cocktail Christie. Brad the Cocktail Christie. Brad the Cocktail Christie. Cock period tail period Christie. My cock in your tail. Still a virgin, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He was a virgin. That. Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay. Different. Bachelor number two.
Yes.
If my worst nightmare came true, I'd be stuck in an elevator with a guy who had claustrophobia. What would happen to you if your worst nightmare came true?
Well, but first, do you have any ranch dressing for my...
I told you it was chicken. Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yabba-dabba-doo! I'm so funny. I'm killing it. I'm killing it. I'm going to be a movie star.
I'm going to ask for ranch dressing.
Yeah, I'd ask for ranch dressing. That'd be a funny one. Let's do that. I stuck this boneless wing in my shirt.
In my sock.
I got this from Chili's 5 weeks ago. I put it in my sock. It's ready to go. I got props, baby. Props. When you're working with props on a dating show, it's just like the guy who did Austin Powers on the Cecilia Black dating game. Never do props.
No.
Leave the props at home when you're on the dating show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, my worst nightmare would be if I was stuck in a cardboard box with a guy who had a rash. Because I break out in hives all the time, and I don't need a guy like that around me. Do you like guys with rashes? I just broke out.
No, thank you. What about you?
Wow. Wow. This reminds me of a guy we knew. We knew. We don't know him anymore, but we knew.
I remember.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yep.
He tried way too hard, and he took it over the line every time. And once he got going, you couldn't shut him up. Because it was like one embarrassing joke led him to want to cover that up with another embarrassing joke. And it just went down a rabbit hole all night long. And by the end of the night, everybody was like, can you get that guy away from us? And I felt bad for him. I really did. I was like, dude, you just got to like try not talking next time.
Yeah, just be smile.
Yeah, be mysterious. Mysterio.
You bachelor number one.
My absolute worst nightmare is happening as we speak. I would never.
True.
Yeah, he's next to two assholes. And he's losing. He's next to two of the worst singles that ever lived. And he's losing.
I know.
Bachelor number two is a cook ever.
He's pulling out all kind of chicken and stuff. He's just not going to let the bit go. He thinks it's so funny. He thinks he's so funny.
It's awful.
It's awful.
Okay, bachelor number three.
Wait, hold on. I just noticed this.
Yeah.
Let me rewind it for a sec. Just like a sec. But look, okay, on his ring finger.
Yeah.
His wedding ring finger. Is a ring.
I think it's
is
his high
school class ring.
It's his high school class ring.
God.
Nothing like wearing your high school class ring after high school. Wear your high school class ring to graduation. Yes. Put it in a box and pretend like you're going to care about it 40 years
right,
from now.
Throw it away.
Yeah, throw it away. Later. That's right. Your dad just spent $300 on a stupid class ring. If my son comes to me for a class ring, I'm going to be like,
nope.
Go get a piece of paper. I'll make you one because I guarantee that's how much it's going to be worth. Oh, yeah. In 10 years, you're not going to give a shit.
Our daughter was the other day saying, like, should I keep my cap and gown? Because she just graduated high school. And I was like, nope.
Throw it in the trash.
In fact, I just threw a disintegrating cap and gown away while I was moving from, college.
Wedding dress, wedding rings, stuff like that, I can understand keeping those.
But
high school class ring?
No. Yeah.
I guarantee that's his high school class ring.
The number two is a cook. Ever.
Okay, bachelor number three. I never forget a face, even though sometimes I'd really like to. Where do you think I've seen bachelor number two's face before?
Oh, here we go. So bachelor number three, the guy who can't rhyme, is now going to do a dissertation on how bachelor number two looks. Yeah.
And that's right.
Oh, sorry about that. Hold on, let me see if that's...
You ever see Otter in a...
Oh,
Great.
Otter and Animal House, John Belushi. I think we're giving him too much credit there. I think John Belushi was actually a good-looking guy at times.
Yeah.
This Chris Christie, I've never seen Chris Christie and go, that is one fuckable guy.
It's the cocktail.
It's the cocktails. Hey, ladies. Yeah, I studied abroad. I studied a couple of them. Grab onto your cocktails, gentlemen. It's candy on the main stage. Candy to the main stage. You got to pay to play. Remember, don't touch the strippers.
Bachelor number two.
Yes, ma'am.
Where have you seen bachelor number one's face before?
You know, he's a very good-looking guy, I'll tell you. And if I were a girl, I'd go out with him, you know, on all the GQ magazines.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, that fell flat. he was hoping for a reaction.
This is number one. Painful. What about bachelor number three?
You ever watch Mr. Rogers reruns? He's got sweaters just like him. It's wonderful, though.
Yeah, bachelor number three looks like it's the guy from all of those 50 videos.
Oh, yeah.
The training videos.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
my
Dad's
first
home.
Jizz.
Yeah. How to do your first jizz.
Nocturnal emissions. They're not dangerous, just scary.
It does.
I don't know why he does this.
Hey, Becky, there you have it. They're funny guys. You know?
Yes.
You think it over. You decide one. Which guy you're going to choose. Mine is going to be some lucky guy.
A football player? A Rams football player?
Let's see.
Or...
are any of them 6'4" with 4-foot cocks? No? Okay, I think I'll just go back to the locker room.
Exactly.
Because I don't need any help getting a date. Please. It's trying to make us believe this lady needs a help getting a date.
Yeah.
She's pretty. She's young. She's attractive.
Middle,
she's
straight,
a cheerleader.
Straight middle of the 80s.
Straight, yeah. Just like right down the line, pretty girl from the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. We're
going to
take this short.
Yeah, I... what's going on with that music?
This is a horrible show.
This is a terrible show. And now I know why why we never knew about it is because it never made it past late night television in Los Angeles.
No, it certainly did not get picked up for syndication.
No. And I guarantee you that it was, this is Greg, Brad, who put this up online himself.
The on hold music.
Yeah, they actually play the music while she thinks about who she's going to choose.
She scratched her head too.
Yeah. Do you know that the time would never be wasted like that on television in 2023?
No.
Never. Never would you allow 15 seconds of music to go by with a shot of some lady thinking.
Game, and now Becky, this is it. You choose one of our bachelors. I know your eyes are going up like this. Oh, help me, help me. Will it be bachelor number one? Bachelor number two or bachelor number three? Who's going to be the lucky guy?
I think it's going to be bachelor number two.
Oh!
Brad absolutely put this out on the internet.
Absolutely put this out on the internet.
He got
this
chosen.
Is Brad's fault. Yeah, he got chosen. He won something besides a ping pong competition.
Get ready for the old 75-25 split.
Oh, yeah, the 75-25 split. He said on The Love Connection that women were not his equal until they did extracurricular activities.
It.
Yes, he said, until they do some extracurricular activities to prove it.
Then they get that extra 25%.
I guess he never made it to 50-50 because he wasn't laid. He was a virgin.
Why did you choose bachelor number two?
Well, he sounds like he's a very full of energy and a real nut.
Let's meet the two you didn't choose first, all right? We have bachelor number one. He's a student originally from New York.
Hold on. Did you see? I know you just saw that.
He reached over to shake the number one's hand, and number one shook his hand. He reached over to number three, and number three didn't even move.
He's like a tree stump.
He's like, go fuck yourself.
It's like a tree stump.
I know. He's like, I lost to you, you slob. You brought ranch dressing and chicken wings. You were dressed like a soda jerk, and I lost to you. First of all, second of all, Becky's picker is off here.
That was the funniest part of the whole
I know.
Track.
That was good. That was good. He just like literally watched.
He just ignores him.
Lick your lips.
Oh my God. Oh.
He totally dissed him. He did not give him one.
He didn't even look at
his
direction.
He didn't even look in his direction.
Mm-mm.
From New York City. Meet Jeff. Meet Becky. Becky, meet Jeff. You were terrific. Thanks again. Bye bye. And you didn't choose bachelor number three. He's also a student and he's planning a career in sports broadcasting. Meet Greg Champion. Greg, come here and meet Becky.
She is like, fuck.
Yeah. Should have chosen
Greg
him.
Wasn't so good at rhyming or talking, but at least he was good looking. Yeah.
And bye-bye. All right. Yay.
The crowd is going crazy. You got to understand why the crowd is going crazy is because two relatively handsome men just walked off stage, and Brad is probably not going to be categorized in that way. Certainly not by the audience. The audience is like, this guy's a total fucking goob. Like, he's never going to be wanted by this beautiful cheerleader. She already knows. She already knows, by the way, that the audience is reacting.
Eyes.
Yeah, she's like, fuck, I chose the wrong one.
Somebody get the genetics, okay?
She's thinking, what do I have to do? What do I have to do?
I know. Like, what do I have to do to get
one
out
date?
Of this?
Yeah. One date?
One
it.
Date. They don't even have to go on one date. It's like, they don't go on a date. That's not what happens. They just go home.
Let's meet the guy you didn't choose. Bachelor number two. Interests include stamps, coins, photography, food, and more food. Brad Cocktail. Brad.
Oh, he did a pratfall as he walked toward her. He did a literal Steve Martin pratfall. He pretended to trip and fell down in front of her. Mm-hmm. This what a obnoxious jerk, honestly.
Brad.
Yeah.
Brad,
he's trying to get the attention of the casting directors. He's already been in Revenge of the Nerds. What does he need to do? What does he need to do this show for? I kind of do feel bad a little bit for Brad, though, because even the girl is making faces at him. She's like, oh, man, no. God damn it. You're now going to a week in Cuba.
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 Something, huh?
What's that? Oh, she's horrified. She's mortified. The good news is I actually don't think they have to go on any kind of date.
I agree. Yeah. I think he just handed her a chicken wing too, and she immediately
gave it back to the to the host. She's like, no, I'm not going to play along with his little reindeer games.
All right. You want to hear about your date, guys?
Yes.
Oh, they do go on a date. Oh, I have to find the follow-up to this. He's like, a vagina. A vagina!
I'm fine.
Hi, you okay?
I'm great.
Why does it say Howard there?
I don't know. I stole it.
Oh, well, this is about your date. Get ready to dress warm and be cool because you're going on a skiing dream date to fresh and fabulous Lake Tahoe, Nevada!
Lake Tahoe is cool.
I don't think Greg's ever seen the outside of a house, but all right, we're going skiing. Cool. Brad, not Greg.
Oh, my God.
Right, Ian, Brad, you're headed for an icy adventure in crystal clear Lake Tahoe, Nevada. Nestled in the majestic High Sierras, it's a true skier.
That's right. So you'll be eating hot cocoa and extra dessert at the ski lodge in beautiful Lake Tahoe.
Are they going on a vacation too, or is this just like a day?
I guess it's a day. Yeah. I assume it's a day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's 1980 something. They probably don't send people out on super fancy vacations.
Here's paradise, where you can glide on glistening snow down gorgeous slopes of Heavenly Valley Mountain, or head off amongst the towering pines on cross-country skis and explore hundreds of square miles of natural wonders. You'll spend four fabulous days at the base of Heavenly Valley at Tahoe Seasons Resort. Unique suites with fireplaces and hot tubs, the elegant Pub in the Pines Lounge and Hearthside Restaurant, health facilities, and service to casinos and nightlife furnished by Tahoe Seasons Resort. You and your dating game chaperone will fly from California to Nevada.
Dating game chaperone? What?
Yeah, they're going.
Whose miserable fucking job is it to chaperone these two to fucking Lake Tahoe? I want to know that. Please, if you're out there, if you know of anybody that ever worked at this version of the dating game.
Because we need to figure out who in the world has been a dating game chaperone. We're investigative journalists.
Yeah,
Brian.
I want to know this. This is before the internet. This is what happened, kids.
Yes.
You had to have a chaperone on your date.
The Sun World Airlines. You may experience fun, friendly service on a daily flight to exciting Reno, furnished by Sun World Airlines. You're in for some truly breathtaking days and beautiful nights on your dream day to fabulous Lake Tahoe.
They are going on a hotel stay.
I told you.
Wow.
Mm. Ta-da!
Oh, Brad is so happy. And I was counting on having you back. Again and again.
She's gonna be like, I'm sick.
Yeah, she's like, I gotta throw up. I've got my period forever.
I can't make it.
I've got my period this year, so exactly. I can't go. Doctor says it's perfectly normal. All right, we'll leave it there. More Brad to come. I promise you that. We're not letting this one go. Brad Grunberg. You've been found out. You've been found out, my friend. That's we right. put two and two together. I'm sure no one else in the history of the world has taken such time and effort for Brad Grunberg. Certainly not the cheerleader. And what was the other girl's name? Vicky. Vicky was from yesterday. Vicky. We're going to find Vicky. I want to follow up. I want to know what really happened on that date. So Brian's going to take the time. And when I get going on that internet, there's one thing I'm good at. It's going down internet rabbit hole.
Yes, and I'm going to sick you on finding out, like, because this is a person that's kind of behind the scenes. So I would love to talk to someone who had been, not even specifically on this show, but like, on any show, a chaperone.
Oh, I bet
dating.
The stories they could tell.
Yeah.
They're probably under lock and key. They probably have some kind of non-disparaging act, an NDA.
Run out after this amount of time.
Yeah, you know, listen, who's going to sue you? The show isn't even around anymore. It probably wasn't around for more than 5 episodes. I can't imagine it was around for more than 5 episodes. All right, TCB Podcast. You know what's around for more than 5 episodes? The commercial break. It's 70,000 episodes of this thing. And you can find all of them at tcbpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video. Find out more about Chrissy and I. Get your free TCB sticker. We don't know which one we've got at this point, but, you know, 21 EPMs. The next one, we'll figure it out. We'll send you a sticker. You want us to say something nice, sign it, whatever, we'll do it. Just drop us a note, tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Give us your physical address. Tell us where you want us to send it, and we will do so. Also, 855-TCB-8383. 1-855-TCB-8383. Anywhere around the world, toll free. We'll pick up the charges, comments, questions, concerns, content ideas. Text us. We'll text you back. Never spam. We always respond. At the commercial break on Instagram, at TCB Podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes the same day they air here on the audio feed. Go subscribe, like, leave us a review. That's the best thing you can do to help the show. Buy our sponsors' products and leave us a review. Okay, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I love you.
I love you.
And best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.